지금 뒤에 나온 그 말씀 구절이
The scripture we
마태복음
just read
1장
was
1절이었는데
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
그 신약 성경, 성경
The
중에
Bible
구약
is made
성경,
up of the
신약
Old
성경이
and the
있는데
New
신약
Testament.
성경의 첫
And this
절이
is the first verse of the
뭐라고
New
했냐면
Testament. It says,
아브라함과 다윗의
The book of the
자손의
genealogy of
첫
Jesus
절이었다.
Christ, the son of David, the
이것은
son of
그
Abraham.
마태복음의 제목과 같습니다.
This verse can be seen as the title of the
아브라함이라는
book of
분과
Matthew.
하나님이죠.
Do you remember the
그
God that was
하나님이
introduced in the song earlier?
그 지금부터 4,000년
That God
전에
appeared to a man named
아브라함이라는 사람에게
Abraham
나타난 겁니다.
around 4,000 years ago.
그러니까 세상에 신이 많이 있잖아요.
There are many
세상에
gods
그
in this
신을
world,
접하고
aren't there?
만나고 합니다.
People in the
그런데
world are in contact
그
with
신을
and
오늘
encounter many gods.
하나밖에 없는 분이다
But we
해가지고
believe that God is the
하나님이라는
one
그
and only,
분의
which is why we capitalize
신이라고
God.
하는 것이
When asked,
우리에게는
"Who is your
성경에
God?"
기록되어 있습니다.
We
그런데
answer,
"그
"Our God
신은
is the
누구요?
one and only
예,
one, who is
우리
all
신은
powerful,
하나밖에 없는 분입니다.
which
우리 신은
is why
능력밖에
we
없는 분이다
capitalize God."
하는 의미에서 하나님이라고 하는 거지만은 당시 아브라함에게 그
But
신이
when this
나타났을
God
때
appeared to Abraham back in those
세상에 신이
times,
많은
how
상황에서
could Abraham
아브라함이
possibly
그 신이
know
누구인지를
which God
어떻게
he
알겠어요?
was among the many gods in the
그런데
world?
그 신이 나타나서 무슨 얘기를 했냐면
However, when God appeared
그
to him,
얘기가 다른 신들이 보통
he
하는
spoke
그런 얘기라고
differently from
성경에
other gods
나와요.
in this world.
보통 신들이 어떻게 얘기합니까?
How do
그
gods
간접한
normally
자들을
speak?
통해서 얘기하죠.
They speak through
무당이나.
spirits or
근데
mediums.
구체적으로
Although
어떻게 그때 얘기했다고는 나오지
the
않아요.
Bible does not
그때
describe
그렇게
in
얘기지
detail
않습니다.
how God spoke to Abraham at the time,
어쨌든 그 신의 말하는 게좀 달라요. 다른
it is
신들하고.
still
뭐라고
evident that
했냐면은
God spoke differently compared to other
아브라함아,
gods.
너
God
본토에서
commanded him,
떠나서
saying, Abraham, get out of your
아비 집으로
country, from your
떠나거라
family,
이
and your
명령이
father's
아니었어요.
house.
명령이라기보다는 그렇게 말한
Rather than a
제안을 한
command,
거죠.
he made a
너부터 제안을
proposition to
떠나 너
Abraham.
땅,
Leave
네
your
나라,
country and
성막,
your father's house.
친척,
Leave your
그다음에
territory
그와
and
함께
country.
협력한
Leave your
형제들,
family and
자손을
relatives, the
떠나라.
people whom you are
아비
living
집,
and working
즉,
with.
너
In
아버지
other
말씀
words,
보신
he
자리에서
commanded
떠나.
Abraham,
이제부터
Leave your
너희는
father's
떠나지 말고
house. You have
계속
lived listening to
아버지
your
집으로
father's words
떠나라.
until now, but from now on, listen to
그렇게
my words.
명령했어요. 근데 일반적으로 신들이 그런 명령을 안 하거든요.
That was
그렇지
the command
않아요.
he gave
안
Abraham.
하고 그냥
However,
야,
usually gods
너로부터
don't give comments
아,
like
나
that, nor do they
선지자네.
make
그러면
such
내가 너 밖에
suggestions.
없게.
Instead, they tell people, just
남이 어떻게
worship
되든
me,
말
satisfying me
상관없어.
where you
다른
are, and
지역에
I will
있게 되든
prosper
상관없어.
you. They don't have any
여기서
concerns for
얘기하는
anyone else. They have
아브라함의
no
성격.
concerns about other
오히려
regions. They
떠나라고
demand,
시험한단 말이에요.
serve me nicely
너희는
here in your
떠나라.
hometown. Actually, they
그러니
don't like the
또 하는
person
말이
leaving
있어요.
their country. However, on the other
내가
hand,
너의 이름을
God told
크게
Abraham to
만들겠다.
leave his country.
너가
And he
유명해진다는 거예요.
continued to say,
그 다음에
I will
네가
make your name
큰
great.
민족이
This
된다.
meant Abraham was going to be
거대한
well
민족이
known.
된다는
Next, he
거예요.
said,
민족을
You will become a
불리면
great
뭐
nation.
몇백만이
This meant
정도가
that Abraham was
모여서
going to
진짜
form a
대통령이요.
huge
큰 민족이
nation.
된다.
He wouldn't need at least a few
그러고는
million
한마디
people
더
to become a
했어요.
nation underneath. After
너는
telling
그게
him
근원이 될
that he
것이다.
will become a great
그래서
nation,
땅의
God
모든
said,
족속이
You will
모든
be
민족이
a
너로
blessing, or
인해서
nations,
복을
and
얻을
all
것이다.
peoples on earth
이렇게
will be
얘기를 했어요.
blessed through you.
여러분이 잠깐 이렇게 들어보시면 알겠지만 그 신이
When you hear
그렇게
that,
사악한 신 같습니까?
does this God
뭐
sound
미친 듯한
like
신입니까?
malicious God or a virtuous
사악한 신
God?
같으면 이런 식으로 하겠죠.
If he
내가
were a
너 밖에
malicious God,
없으니까
he might have
너
said
아내야
something
복
like this. I
이혼해라.
will help you to become
내가
prosperous,
너복
but get
받게 해줄
divorced
테니까
with your wife.
너
I
그
will
사람을
help you become
속여라.
prosperous, but you
복
need to
받게 해줄
deceive the
테니까
person. I will
너
make you
사람을
prosperous,
죽여라.
but you
그러니까
must
이렇게
kill
하는
a
거지, 죄를.
person.
그런데 복 그게
However,
아니고
this
너
God
복 받게
promised,
해줄게.
saying,
그뿐
I will
아니라
bless
너에게
you.
큰 민족이
Moreover,
돼서
you will be a blessing so
만민이
that
세상
all
모든
peoples
사람이
and
너를
nations
위해서
on
복을 얻을
earth
거야.
will
그렇게
be
약속하신
blessed
거예요.
through you.
그러니까 이 신은
In this way,
나만 보니까
this God was more than able to help Abraham, even if Abraham departed from his home country. This means this God is not limited to a particular area or region. Also, this God had to be at least 4,000 years old. Isn't that why God, who appeared to Abraham 4,000 years ago, is still having fellowship with us in the present time? In order to form a great nation, it will take hundreds of years or even 1,000 years. 100 or 200 years won't be enough, hence the time frame at least 1,000 years is necessary. However, God generally cannot help people for such a long time. As you are probably aware, the gods, the mediums, and the shamans worship don't help their descendants beyond the 10th or 20th generations. Even with ancestor rites, offerings are not held for ancestors of 10 or 20 generations ago. For how many generations are ancestor rites performed? It's usually around 4, isn't it? Do you know why? Because only 4 generations of ancestors can enjoy the ancestral right food. Demons from earlier generations don't exist to eat the ancestral right food. They are no longer here. After 4 generations, they vanish to some place. This is written about in the Bible. It says they go into the abyss. Therefore, demons from earlier generations prior to 4 generations ago don't exist here. Also, even if they wanted to be served, even if they wanted to help or harm anyone, how many generations could they affect? Only up to 4 generations. So 5 or 6 generations would be roughly 120 years at most. But God promised to form a great nation through one man that would take at least 1,000 or even 2,000 years to accomplish. Thus, it's evident that this God is not restricted by time, nor is he restricted by place. So the believers of Jesus use a particular word to describe this attribute of God, omnipresence. He is everywhere, plus he is eternal. He doesn't help men just 10 years or 20 years. He can continuously help someone even after 1,000 years. So that is how God fulfilled his promises to Abraham. What does Scripture say? Who is Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham? What does it mean by son? Abraham used the Hebrew language, Aramaic. However, in the language in which the Scripture was written, the word for son is ben. And this word is used for both son and descendant. Hence, Ben is used to say a descendant, son, grandson, or even a great-grandson. In other words, the word for son and descendant is the same. That is why Jesus Christ is called the son of Abraham. But why is it said this way? God said to Abraham, "You will become a great nation and a blessing, and your nations will be blessed through you." However, it later became apparent that fulfilling this promise was quite difficult. The reason for that is, even after 25 years since God made that promise, Abraham still had no son. Even at the age of 99, he still had no son. And his wife, Sarah, was 90 years old. How could she give birth to a child? Her menstruation had already stopped. It was impossible for them to have children. Nevertheless, the promise was that all would be fulfilled through Abraham's son. It seemed impossible. However, Abraham still believed. He believed that God was not bluffing, but that he could definitely fulfill the promise. Why? Since God is almighty and nothing is impossible for him, Abraham believed that though he may not have a son yet, his wife was 90 years old, God will be able to give him a son through his wife if he decides to, and through that son, form a great nation. And actually, when he became 99 years of age, God appeared to Abraham and promised, saying, around this time next year, you will have a son. And just as he was promised, a son was born to Abraham. When it was absolutely impossible to have a child, a son was born to Abraham. God's promise, which at first appeared utterly impossible, was actually fulfilled. Through this, Abraham knew, even if it seems impossible for me to become a blessing, this promise will surely be fulfilled. Later on, when his son was a young man, God spoke to Abraham again. He said, offer your son as a sacrifice. Offer your son to God. In those days, a sacrifice was offered as a burnt offering. But Abraham did exactly as he was told. At that time, he thought, if I kill my son and offer him as burnt offering, what happens to the promise that God will make a great nation through my son? Nevertheless, Abraham believed. Because God said he would do what he promised, Abraham believed that even if he killed his son would live again. Therefore, he believed that God could even raise the dead. God was very moved by this. So when Abraham lifted the knife to slay his son, God called out saying, Abraham, Abraham, stop what you are doing. Now I know that you truly believe me and love me. God confirmed that he would fulfill his will through Abraham. God said to him, I will give you a son, and he will possess the gate of his enemies. This means he will utterly destroy his enemy. In the old days, there were cities, and one would have to break into the city to capture the enemy. If the gate is shut, he can't enter. But God said to Abraham that his son would possess the gate of his enemies. In other words, the son would conquer over his enemy. This was the promise. So even after that time, Abraham's descendants waited for the son whom God promised Abraham about. They waited, wondering, indeed, who will possess the gate of the enemy? Who will trample the enemy, break the enemy's curse that has been placed upon us, and lead us and all the nations to be blessed? The people of Israel had been waiting for him whom they called the Messiah. They waited for the Messiah, that is the son that God promised Abraham. They waited, wondering who that son would be. So who is he? Who do you think he is? It is Jesus Christ, the one we believe presently. So as it is said in Matthew chapter 1, the son of the Abraham, Jesus Christ. The verse is telling us that the one God promised to Abraham is Jesus Christ. But remember, God promised Abraham about 4,000 years ago. Isn't that remarkable? Finally, after 2,000 years, the promise was accomplished. Another thing is, the man who wrote about Abraham was Moses, and he lived around 3,500 years ago. But Jesus came to the earth 105,000 years after him. Even though they lived in different times in history, they all fell into place. Who had done that? It was God. So God promised ahead of time, and although the person who received the promise died, he passed the promise on to the next person, and so on. Finally, 105,000 years later, Jesus Christ appeared. So when people saw him, they knew, oh, he is the son that God had promised to Abraham about 2,000 years ago. What is more, God promised Abraham that his son would deliver his people from the oppression of the enemy, break every chain, and be a blessing to all the nations. Jesus Christ, whom believe in, is the one who has accomplished this. originally, man couldn't be blessed. Why? Because he was bound by the enemy. Who is the enemy? It's not a visible being like a political leader or human adversary. The enemy is an invisible being, which means man cannot know him. He is the devil, and under his power are countless demons. They are the ones that bring curses upon man. People generally think that they will be blessed if they do good. At first glance, that sounds right. One should be blessed if he has been good. But are we blessed when we do good? It's not always the case. The reason for that is due to the enemy. It should be the case that whoever works hard becomes successful, but does everyone succeed by working hard? Not always. We have an enemy. We have an opposer. If you exercise a lot, you should be healthy. If you eat well and exercise regularly, you should be healthy. But is that always the case? People develop cancer out of nowhere. They worked out well and ate well, yet they developed cancer. Why is that? It is because of the enemy. Previously, we didn't know we had an enemy, but now we know. That enemy must be defeated first in order for us to be blessed. As long as the enemy is there, you want to receive blessings despite your hard efforts. The enemy brings curses. He curses us. As we have been leading our faith lives in the church, what we discover is the fact that we have an enemy. More importantly, just as God promised Abraham, Jesus came and possessed the gate of the enemies. He took down the gate and captured the city. Thus, Jesus already destroyed the enemy. He destroyed the devil. He crushed the power of the enemy that brought pain, curses, and sickness upon mankind. Therefore, men no longer have to accept such things as his fate. In the past, people used to consider their illness or poverty as their fate. They would say, what terrible fate. People think they were just born with bad fate. In some families, the mother-in-law is a widow, the daughter-in-law becomes a widow, and even the granddaughter becomes a widow. They might say, there's bad luck in my family. However, it's not fate or luck, but the enemy. The enemy is behind it. As I was a missionary in China, I traveled through many regions in China and noticed the commonality among the people. If a child was blind or suffered from a mental disability, in most cases, the child's father, mother, grandfather, or grandmother was a medium. I discovered that if anyone was a medium in the family, the grandchildren either had a mental disability or were blind. It was always the case. I didn't do research on it, but when I asked the blind, the deaf, or mentally disabled while trying to help them, they would tell me, my grandmother was a medium or my grandfather was a medium. The curse ran in the family and caused such conditions. If the demon has a hold on someone, you would think it only affects their mind. But it's not only mentally that people are affected, even their faces become distorted gradually. Demons not only disturb them mentally, but they can't even distort their faces. In Richard, people become abnormal. Demons do exist. If we just leave them to be, how can we be blessed? In the past, people didn't know what to do, so they performed the shamanic rituals, but shamanic rituals only pacified the demons. After performing a ritual, demons pretend to be obliging for some time, but they torment the person again soon after. It's like trying to pacify terrorists. For countries like the United States, would they give money if terrorists demand it? No, they won't. Why? Why? Because they know that if they give in once, the terrorists are going to take more hostages next time to ask for more ransom. It will never end. Thus, they do not set a bad precedent of paying terrorists. Shamanic rituals are the same as paying the terrorists. For some time, the demons may seem to back off. However, they will afflict again. Then, the person will do another rituals, but the demons will torment the person again. However, when Jesus Christ came, he condemned the enemy, the devil, and the demons, declaring their authority to be unlawful. They have already been sentenced 2,000 years ago. The judgment has already taken place. However, they still torment. Why? Because we don't know about this. We keep thinking that everything is just a fate. Let me give you an analogy. A corrupt police officer goes to a person and demands, pay me $600 before I take you to court. So he gets the money. And later he gets caught and punished. He gets fired, but he doesn't return his police badge. Although the people who know what happened to him won't fear him anymore, other people still don't know. So he goes up to them and says, hey, give me money or else I will arrest you. But if they find out that this police officer was fired, would they give him money? No, they wouldn't. Instead, they would ring the police. Then they shout to the police, you'd better run before I call the police on you. What does the ex-police officer do? He runs. How did they know? But if when he threatens and demands money, a person responds, please give me a chance, police officer, just this once. Then the ex-police officer keeps harassing the person, thinking he doesn't know anything yet. Likewise, the enemy has been tormenting us all the time, but once we believe in Jesus, we discovered the enemy has no authority. He is already condemned. He is a lawbreaker. We know that we have no reason to give in to them. Thus, when a curse comes upon us, we can say, get out of me, you lawbreaker. However, if we don't, and instead give in by saying, why are you only harassing me? Then this person doesn't know Jesus yet. The enemy thinks he doesn't know that Jesus has already condemned this curse as lawful. In that case, the enemy will continue to distress us. Therefore, we who believe in Jesus know this truth. Jesus is equal to God and is the one whom God sent. Moreover, he came and accomplished everything God sent him to do. Jesus Christ is the one who came as the son of Abraham. In other words, he came to bless all the nations, and for that, he demolished the gate of the enemy. We believe in this truth. Therefore, believers in Jesus do not consider these curses as inevitable, but know they can defeat them. They can overcome them. If my child is unwell and in pain, I don't fret and worry. What do I do? Instead, I drive it out. I come and say, get out. Sometimes I also get sick. About a year ago, my knees started hurting, and the pain lasted for about 3 months. I'm still pretty young. Yet because my knees were in pain, when I went down the stairs, I had to walk sideways. Normally, I don't do a lot of exercise. I am mostly on the desk all day. So I thought, my body must be wrecked. People say that once you hit mid-40s, your health starts to decline, and that must be what's happening to me. I took it as an inevitable fate. Hence, I suffered for 3 months. But one day, on my way home in the evening, I was about to climb the stairs of the subway station. The stairs looked endless. Subway stations tend to have many stairs, so As I was climbing up the stairs sideways, I noticed others who were much older than me working up with ease. I felt a bit humiliated when I saw them, and then I came to my senses. What am I doing? Jesus paid the price of my sins 2,000 years ago and was gorged to take away my sickness too. So what am I doing right now? It's not because of old age that I'm unwell. I'm only in my mid-40s. It's not age, but the enemy. And then I shouted, unclean demon, get out! You unclean demon afflicting my knees, get out! And do you know what I did next? I didn't just walk up the low flight of stairs, I ran up. Whether I was in pain or not, I ran. I ran to the top, out of breath. What do you think happened after that? I don't have any pain. It doesn't hurt. Now I can jump up and down. The demon left at the moment when I acknowledged this truth. This is possible because 2,000 years ago, Jesus died and was flogged. By his marriage, I am healed today. Such things happened not only a couple of times, but probably hundreds of times since I believe in Jesus. I have helped my family experience this, and even the people I don't know. This is what Jesus Christ has done. He has blessed all the nations. It wasn't only Abraham's flesh and blood that were blessed, but people like us who are not even related to him have been blessed through Jesus Christ thanks to Abraham. Thus, when the Bible says Jesus is the son of Abraham, it means Jesus is the one who will liberate us from the enemy and bless all the nations. And now, you have come to meet him. Now, shouldn't other people come to meet him through you? Your family should meet him. Don't think only about yourselves. God has always been mindful of not only you, but others being blessed through you. Just as he said, through you, all nations on earth will be blessed. So don't think only about yourselves, but let your family, children, husband, relatives, and friends be blessed through you. For that, you needed to obey God's word diligently. First, you needed to experience and know God definitely. I bless you to know and experience Him in Jesus' name. Father God, have everyone who are here to surely know, meet, and experience Jesus Christ who came according to your promise. You have already destroyed the enemy who had been hindering us from receiving the blessing. Now you have given us a great blessing so that we can be the blessing for all the nations. Help everyone who are here to experience this blessing and possess it. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.